Welcome back, everybody. I have some party information for you. After the concert, there's going to be a wonderful swing dance in the pavilion, and you are all welcome to attend. Anyone who comes to the concert is welcome to be there, and I advise it. And after that, and probably even during that time, there will be jamming all over the campus here, the Ice House, Hallihurst Porch, electric jamming, let's see, where's that? In this building. So feel free to wander around and get some more of this fine music in your ears to take home with you. Do you have any money left? Okay, hope you had a good time looking out there. The Ice House is selling refreshments until 1:30 a.m. You're also welcome to bring your own beverages if you'd like. And now, let's get right on to the music. We've got some fine swing sets coming up here. And the first band leader here is Rusty Mason, a legend in his own time, at least here at Augusta. He's, his music and his wry sense of humor have endeared him to all of us, and he's an incredible teacher. He has given so much knowledge about swing music and history of jazz to all of us. He has played with Lionel Hampton, Betty Carter, Bud Powell. He's been in this business since the 30s, and he's just amazing. He lives in the Winchester, Virginia area, and he teaches both there and in the Washington, D.C. area. Boy, do I wish I lived out here. Joining him will be Steve Lawrence, who almost didn't make it here, having been locked out of his room with his shorts and flip-flops on. He's a fabulous drummer. Be sure to listen to the intricacies of his drumming. It's amazing. And Ralph Gordon, who I hope all of you know and have heard for many, many years here. Fabulous bass player. And new to Augusta this year, John Nicholas, a pianist who joins us, who has surprised us all. He is originally from the Virgin Islands, also grew up playing with great jazz players. His parents were both musicians. He heard it, played it, lived it, and now he's here with us. And Ted Connor, a guitarist whose tone is so sweet, it just makes me cry. Well, anyway, here they come, Rusty Mason and friends.
We're glad to be here. We're glad you're here. They said Rusty Mason and what? I never know. Friends, and I want to tell you about them. These are some of the finest musicians. I mean this sincerely. Some of the finest musicians, and especially in one place at one time, collaborating, that I've ever played with in my life. And it really is. And I just want to say this, that believe me when I tell you, it's because they like it here, and they like you, and they like playing here, because they could be making at least $2 a night somewhere down in the valley. So they've sacrificed all of that. Now, I'm kidding. I wasn't kidding before. But really, I like it so much here that nobody could offer me a job doing this swing week and have me be any place else but here in the We're going to start off with an old jazz number that I hope is familiar to you. And I'd like to say this, all jazz is not wild and frantic. Some jazz is down about like that. So we're going to try to do what they say, stay in the pocket. This is an old one that I think you may know, After You're Gone. It's all right for you all to snap your finger with it, but help. I'd like to do now something a little more modern from the book of Dizzy Gillespie. And I'm sure anybody that knows Dizzy has heard his tune, A Night in Tunisia. We'd like to do that now. Thank you. I was talking to a friend not long ago. He's what you call sort of psychic. And during the conversation, which was pleasant up to a point, he kind of reminded me that I've had so many, there's not too many more left. So I just wanted to say again, I'm happy to spend this little portion of what is left kind of up here in these West Virginia mountains and get out of that hot Virginia Valley where I was born. This is really great. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. We're going to do a Cole Porter tune now that I'm sure everyone knows. It's been made famous by so many great singers, including Frank Sinatra. It's something called Night and Day. Uh-huh. Thank you so much. We're going out with a thing by the Duke, by Duke Ellington. Do I have time for one? They said yes. What do you say? We have time for one if you say so. Sorry. No, they are. We're going to do one of Duke's earlier tunes called the Sea Jam Blues. And we're going to give everybody a chance up here to stretch out. Thank you. Do your mic. No. Little mystery. With a little beat to it, right? In E flat, right? One, two.
Sure hard to talk after all that. My goodness. Well, we have a trio coming on stage here who have kidnapped two of the members of this former band, the one you just heard. John Nicholas will be coming back, and Steve Lawrence on drums. And joining them will be Wendy Bourne, our vocal instructor here at Swing Week this year. Wendy has an amazing voice, and she uses it kind of like an instrument. If you listen to some of her singing, you might, and close your eyes, you might be almost hearing a saxophone or, you know, some other instrument. It's just amazing. She manages to be both sophisticated and fun at the same time. Quite a talent. She has a band in the Philadelphia area, Big Night Out, that travels up and down the East Coast quite a bit. And we're happy to have her here tonight, singing for you. Tom Mitchell, Mr. Groove himself, will be joining the band on guitar. He's living in the Washington, D.C. area. He also plays with Big Night Out and many other bands. He plays nationwide. He plays internationally. He just got back from England. He's also played with Dan Hicks quite a bit. And is a treat to listen to, I'll tell you. And on bass, John Previty is making his first appearance here on the Augusta stage. We're lucky to have him. He played for 18 years with the guitar virtuoso Danny Gatton and many, many other people. His credits are too long to mention. And I think we're almost ready for another big treat. There will be also a few more people on stage here, but you'll find out about them soon enough. So give a warm welcome to Wendy, Tom, John, and friends.
As soon as I'm a lucky girl with these guys. Well, it's wonderful to be here with you. We're managing to stay awake for a couple more days here, days and nights. And as soon as everybody's comfortable up here, we're going to do a song by the great Duke Ellington. And I would like to dedicate this to my vocal students because I take the A train. You must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you find you miss the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on now, it's coming. Listen to those rails of thrumming. All aboard, get on the A train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem. Thank you. I really love to sing, but more than singing, I love the clothes. That's why I do this. An excuse. You too?
You like to stand up and show them your clothes?
I don't believe I have been sad since I got here Friday night. However, it's time for the sad song, ladies and gentlemen. Meet me where they play the blues.
Brokenhearted, how do I mend it? I got a sigh and cry that started. How do I end it? If you're feeling moody and you care to see me, meet me where they play. Sing your dance in hideaway places. People have said you find romance in others' embraces. If you're feeling gloomy, come run into me. Meet me where they play the blues. Eyes that flirt